You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, September 12th. A key shipping facility that's been operating at a loss for years has gotten a degree of certainty for the future, reassuring businesses in trade-dependent Oregon. As Kyra Buckley reports, Harbor Industrial Services will start running the shipping container terminal at the Port of Portland.
Oregon businesses and farmers rely on the shipping container terminal to get their products out to global markets, but financial losses put the service in jeopardy of closing until state lawmakers pledged $40 million to it earlier this year. However, the port still needed to find a third-party operator. That's where Harbor Industrial Services comes in. Teresa Carr with the port says the company has agreed to lease the facility.
And they are going to assume full responsibility of all operations.
The deal keeps the shipping container service alive for the foreseeable future. The lease runs 7 years with the option to extend it up to another 20 years. I'm Kyra Buckley reporting.
A new moon has been discovered orbiting Uranus. NWPB's Lauren Patterson talked with a Northwest scientist who helped find it.
At just 6 miles in diameter, the 29th moon orbiting Uranus is also the smallest. That's according to University of Idaho physics professor Matthew Hedman, who was part of the team that made the discovery. Hedman says the 13 rings encircling Uranus are exceptionally narrow, and the icy giant's moons are orbiting so closely that their gravitational pulls can tug on each other, leading to collisions.
It indicates we don't really understand what's going on in this system, and that tells us there's still a lot about how things are going on in space that we still need to learn.
He says understanding how the moons interact could help scientists learn more about the physics of asteroid belts. The research team was led by the Southwest Research Institute. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.
The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has announced 47 tentative days of razor clam digs at coastal beaches beginning Monday, October 6th. State shellfish biologist Bryce Blumenthal says this recreational razor clam season will see similar digging opportunities to the past 2 years, with a full digging schedule again for this fall. All beach openings are dependent on final approval of marine toxin testing, which usually occurs about a week or less before the start of each digging series. On all open beaches, Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Copalis, and Macrox, the daily limit is 15 clams per person. Each digger's clams must be kept in a separate container, and all diggers must keep the first 15 clams they dig, regardless of size or condition. Beachgoers are reminded to avoid disturbing nesting snowy plovers by staying out of dunes and posted areas along the sandy beach coastline. For all other information, including licenses and regulations, go online at wdfw.wa.gov. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Buddhism is expanding in rural northeastern Washington. An abbey dedicated to the teaching and sharing of Dharma just opened a new Buddha hall that can host hundreds more people than before. Spokane Public Radio's Eliza Billingham takes us to the monastery.
This is Srivasti Abbey, the first Tibetan Buddhist monastery in the U.S. for both nuns and monks. Venerable Thupten Chodron, an American Buddhist nun, founded the abbey for other American Buddhist disciples. It's about 10 miles south of Newport, a small railroad town on the Washington-Idaho border. The abbey is on the side of a small mountain. When the abbey first opened in 2003, there weren't enough students to hold regular teachings. Now, there are dozens of red-robed monastics studying Dharma in the middle of rural eastern Washington. There's enough local interest in courses, retreats, teachings, and services that the abbey needed more space. So people from all over the country and all over the world sent money to build Srivasti Abbey's new Buddha Hall. It's a community gathering space with holy scrolls, temple drums, and enough space to fit more than 100 people. The abbey held a dedication ceremony for the new hall on September 1st. Venerable Thupten Semkay gave the first comments.
I'd like to begin with a quote by Venerable Thupten Chodron 2 years ago around this time. Quote, "I keep thinking we're in this little corner of Washington State and a corner of the U.S. on planet Earth, which is a speck of dust in the huge universe, and we're asking all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to come here. Like, who in the world are we?" Well, there must be something going on. And it has to do with spreading the teachings on wisdom and compassion.
Nuns joked that the construction project, which took 8 years, seemed like a miracle. After all, Shravasti Abbey is named after an ancient Indian city famous for miracles that Buddhists believe Buddha performed there. But Chodron, its founder, said the Buddha Hall was no miracle.
It's actually a dependent arising, dependent on all of you. So this is a Buddha Hall that is really for everybody. Yeah, because everybody together created it.
Dependent arising is a core teaching of Buddhism that says everything flows out of something else. This hall, Chodron says, is the result of innumerable good deeds coming together and creating something new. That, Chodron says, is also the mission of the Abbey.
As our brand says, we are trying to create peace in a chaotic world. Things went along with our brand. The last year has been more chaotic than when we started building the Buddha Hall. So our job is to keep on talking about forgiveness, compassion, wisdom, generosity, ethical conduct. That's our job.
The ceremony included teaching from Serkang Rinpoche, who is recognized by Buddhists as the reincarnation of a Tibetan Buddhist master by the same name. Participants also sang a rewritten version of the American National Anthem that Venerable Thupten Chonyi introduced.
We'll conclude this part with a dedication we call Star-Spangled Compassion. The heartfelt wish that we follow our intent to root the Dharma here in this country strongly, and that we purify as much as we possibly can to move forward with a nation leading from the place of kindness and compassion.
You can visit the Abbey for a retreat or watch live stream teachings online. For details, visit their website at shravastiabbey.org.
I'm going to take a moment away from the news now and talk about KMUN. It's such a privilege and joy to be a staff member of this community radio station. If you've been tuning in this week, you might know that we are right in the middle of our fall pledge drive. Twice a year, we at KMUN ask for your support. It's a fun time at the Tillicum House in Astoria. Volunteers, programmers, and staff are all together throughout different times of the day, taking your phone calls, receiving your online donations, and feeling the palpable positive energy in the air, all because of your support. And may I say a huge thank you to everyone who has donated so far this week. Please know that your support, even if it's just a few dollars, is powerful and it goes a long way. Because of federal funding cuts that were announced in July, we've been forced to make some big changes. That includes the cutting of all NPR programming starting in October. But news director Katie Frankowitz and I have some exciting new plans for our work in the news department, and our program director Jack Harris has already been hard at work crafting other new programming during the weekday noon hours. Change can always be a good thing. If you'd like to donate today and help keep us thriving, you can go online at kmun.org and click on the big red donate button at the top of the front page. It's just that easy. You can also call us during regular business hours at 503-325-0010. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at kmun.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral one, at kmun.org.